What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
So the man-made weather modification system failed, as now we're seeing hurricanes on the West Coast. And the direct energy weapon attacks continue in Hawaii. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. It's time for a little history lesson about the Anti-Defamation League. You know what the ADL is today. They are, in essence, an arm of the Democratic Party, and one of its most sinister arms at that. The ADL exists specifically to essentially weaponize bogus allegations of anti-Semitism against anyone who resists the communist agenda. In that regard, of course, they're incredibly evil. They basically will accuse you of anti-Semitism if you oppose a race war in America's streets, or if you think abortion is murder, or if you want tranny propaganda out of our schools and the pedophiles who push it down their throats thrown in prison, or better yet, strapped into an electric chairs. Now, of course, there's nothing anti-Semitic about any of those positions. There's millions of Jews who hate pedophilia and abortion and anti-white hatred. In fact, that's especially the case for any Jews who actually practice Judaism today, the ones who, you know, care about what the Old Testament and the Talmud say. But the ADL is not part of that group. The ADL is just this rotten left-wing hate group. And like other left-wing hate groups, like the SPLC, they claim to be anti-hate, but in reality, they stoke it more than anybody. They foster anti-white hatred. They plot the mass replacement of America's historical population. In fact, the ADL proudly declares that America ought to have open borders to the rest of the world, while Israel has the right to tightly control immigration to make sure that it maintains its character as a Jewish country. The ADL claims to defend American values, but they aren't American in the slightest. In fact, 30 years ago, the ADL was caught spying on Americans on behalf of Israel. They were let off the hook, of course, so what are the odds that they're still doing that? Who knows? The ADL lobbied for the hard release of Jonathan Pollard, a spy who sold U.S. military secrets to Israel. They claimed that opposing his release was, you guessed it, anti-Semitic. But this past week, millions of people on Twitter learned about the ADL's origin story, which is sordid in its own right. The ADL's origins go back more than 100 years. They go to an infamous murder case in Georgia. Might have heard of this. Leo Frank was the Jewish manager of a factory in Atlanta that relied on child labor. One of Frank's workers, a 13-year-old girl named Mary Fagan, was found raped and murdered in that factory. Frank was put on trial, convicted ultimately and unanimously, despite hiring the best legal team that money could buy, and sentenced to death. But after heavy political lobbying, Georgia's governor commuted Frank's sentence to life in prison. So an outraged group of Georgia citizens, calling themselves the Knights of Mary Fagan, broke into Frank's jail, kidnapped him, and hanged him in Marietta, Georgia. So for decades, the ADL has pushed the narrative that Frank was completely and obviously innocent, and that he was only convicted due to anti-Semitism. They've been so persistent about it that this has become the mainstream consensus, even though it's anything but proven. They even pressured the government of Georgia into giving Frank a symbolic pardon decades after the fact over the objections of Mary Fagan's family, who strongly believed that Frank was guilty. So last week, ADL leader Jonathan Greenblatt marked the anniversary of Frank's death with a tweet calling him the victim of an unjust conviction motivated by, of course, anti-Semitism. But the ADL got something unexpected. The new Twitter or X community note system. That's the new post-Elon Musk system where people can add helpful, factual notes at the bottom of tweets. Before Musk, the ADL practically ran Twitter's censorship regime. Well, now censorship is at least superficially mostly gone, and the fact-checking is in the hands of the people. And this is the note that the people put below the ADL's tweet. Quote, he raped and murdered a 13-year-old white girl and tried to frame the illiterate black janitor. His pardon 73 years after his death does not clear him of the accused crime and was likely politically motivated. The note then includes two links to read up on the case yourself. We encourage anyone watching to go and read up on the case to decide for themselves if they think Leo Frank was guilty or if they think it was the Black Knight janitor that Frank tried to pin the blame on instead. But here's some key facts to help you get started. The grand jury that indicted Leo Frank had at least four Jewish members on it. They all believed that there was strong grounds to charge him. Georgia prosecutors produced a long stream of witnesses who testified that Leo Frank was a sexual pervert and predator who targeted the girls that worked for him. Frank turned many people against him by repeatedly changing his story about what exactly he was doing, where he was, the time where Mary Fagan was killed, and that's what criminals do. They lie. They come up with multiple different stories. Frank's trial was not rushed. No, it dragged on for a whole month with a huge number of witnesses and extensive dig into the evidence. Jim Conley, the man that Frank's defense team tried to pin the crime on, faced more than 16 hours of cross-examination, but they failed to break his story. He stuck with his story over and over and over again, despite being pressured and intimidated and interrogated. Conley claimed that he provided assistance to Frank in his sexual activities. He said that Frank had ordered him to help assist in covering up Fagan's death. It might seem like an unlikely claim, but as it happened, Conley was paid a suspiciously high wage, far more than any other factory employee, despite being a black man in the Jim Crow South working an extremely low-status job. Frank's defense team also made outlandish racist attacks on Conley. One of Frank's attorneys said, quote, Conley is a plain, beastly, drunken, filthy, lying N-word with a spreading nose through which probably tons of cocaine have probably been sniffed, unquote. So you can decide yourself what to believe about this case. But that's the defense argument that the ADL was created to promote. That's the one that it's still promoting 100 years later. But that shouldn't shock us. The ADL is still a hate group today, after all. Anna Perez hosts the show Wrong Think and co-hosts Wake Up America. Both are live on Rumble, and she joins us now. Anna, thank you so much for coming back.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and especially for this topic, because I don't think enough people know about the history of this organization or really any of the leftist organizations that control us so heavily.
Yeah. Well, you know, people can't look. Listen, it's anti-Semitic to say that Jews killed Jesus Christ. We want to reiterate that's what happened. So what say you about this Frank case?
Well, it's very interesting because there clearly was some internal debate over at Twitter over whether or not they should keep this community note on the post, basically celebrating this man who was clearly a murderer and a pedophile. Now, let me be completely clear here. There is nothing to celebrate about a murderer and a pedophile. And what happened to him is exactly what should happen to pedophiles today. They should be lynched, okay? There should be a death penalty for pedophiles. So the people, the citizens of that town, took it into their own hands to do what should have happened to him. So the fact that this organization is defending this man, celebrating him, that the entire founding of this organization is based around him, should be enough for Twitter to have kept, at the very least, that community note there. But again, what the problem with these organizations is that they have so much weight over society. They have the power to cancel people. They have the power to ruin people's lives. And sadly, the ADL isn't the only organization that does this. The ACLU, same with the Southern Poverty Law Center. A lot of these organizations have that power, especially if you're a normal person who, you know, doesn't do what, you know, we do. Stu, you know, we obviously do this for a living. We talk on air. We're sort of immune to the you know, crap that they spew at us as far as trying to get us canceled because we're already pariahs on our own, right? Because we're not accepted by the dominant narrative. But when it comes to normal people or people who just speak out about an issue, yeah, they have the power to ruin these people's careers, these people's lives. We're at a point where sometimes you can't even have a PayPal account. Sometimes you can't even bank if you're canceled. But that's exactly what these organizations seek to do. And the left chooses the worst possible people to defend, Leo Frank being no exception, but rather being the poster child, if anything. You know, we talk all the time about George Floyd and how ridiculous it is that he was basically made out to be some sort of saint, but he wasn't the first. You know, we have Leo Frank and we have many others that they've chosen to do this with.
You and I have talked on this program about the legalization of sex with children. That's where this pedophilia slope is headed. That's why pedophiles are celebrated. That's why people are able to, under the guise of pride, which, by the way, one of the worst sins, I mean, in life, they're able to go into the middle of the street, be protected by cops as they wave their naked genitalia in front of little children. These people should be arrested, and so should the fake parents who brought their kids there, in our opinion. But that's where this is headed. This is headed towards that. So is this projection on the part of the ADL defending a convicted pedophile?
I think it absolutely is. I think that they want to normalize these things. That's nothing new on the left. But if they can just, you know, exploit the fact that we're not the same generation, I don't think, but, you know, I would say just people generally today are not really aware of history. We're essentially a historically illiterate society, and that's all part of their plan to normalize everything. Oh, Leo Frank, this poor guy, he was a victim of anti-Semitism. No, he wasn't. He was a rapist. He was a pedophile. And you see this all the time. Like, they seem to go out of their way to defend pedophiles, people who hurt children, and even what you saw, Sound of Freedom, I'm sure, the fact that they labeled that as a QAnon film when it was merely a film that was depicting the realities of what it's like working against these child trafficking rings, trying to expose the truth about it. It just tells you who they're really on the side of and who they're trying to protect. And it's so obvious. Like, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. And so it blows my mind that there are people who could defend the left when it comes to this, not even the left, but just anybody who's complacent in this issue, where it truly is an issue. We have a rise of pedophiles, this idea that it's just becoming more and more normal. And by the way, what's next? Bestiality? They told us first it was, oh, we just want gay marriage. Love is love. That's all we want. Well, first of all, that was unconstitutional to begin with. That violated our First Amendment rights. But then, you know, then it became, oh, we're minor attracted people. What's next? You know, bestiality, that's actually a legitimate question to ask.
Yeah. MAPS, minor attracted people. So you're no longer a pedophile, because that would sound, you know, too true. Instead, right. You're a protected class, right? I mean, that's what this is. You're now a protected class. And if you point out, hey, that guy raped a kid, he's a pedophile, and he should be hanged or sentenced to death or stoned or, you know, have a millstone tied around his neck and be thrown in the depths of the sea. If you point out the obvious truths about the pedophile who touches and molests and traffics and rapes kids, then, you know, you are violating the rights of a protected class of a minor attracted person. Is that where this is headed?
That's exactly where this is headed. And that it's already here. Like, that's the reality. They do this all the time they have a certain
level.
So
why does the ADL then, you know, pick this specific class of people when there could be so many other, probably even more realistic, you know, examples of anti-Semitism, but instead they go after defending a pedophile from that long ago in Georgia?
A Jewish pedophile. That's important to note as well, because they're so quick to call anti-Semitism where it doesn't exist. And, you know, if there's one thing that we learned from the Kanye West situation, is that the media, there is a level, there are different levels of protected classes. Okay, black is definitely up there, but, you know, Jewish is above that. And so when you look at the way people are treated, women are up there too. Women are below black people. Hispanics are below black people. Black people are pretty high up there, but not quite as high up as Jews. That's just a reality. And that's not an anti-Semitic remark to make. It's not a racist remark to make about blacks either.
Neither is pointing out that this submersible was funded by the Rothschilds. That's not anti-Semitic either.
Yeah. And it's also just, you can observe it just by looking at the way people are treated in society. Kanye West, if black people were truly protected over Jews, then they would have protected Kanye West when he was saying all those things about Jews, which I don't necessarily agree with. I don't agree with a lot of the things he said. I'm not in support of that per se. I'm just saying you can obviously clearly see where that hierarchy is. And then you look at the case of Leo Frank, of course, who, you know, was protected over a black man. Now, obviously back then, the situation was a lot different, but even the people who were outraged over it could see how bad this situation is, how much they were lying about this. But this whole, it definitely falls into this hierarchy, this social hierarchy that has been created by the elites. And that's just a reality that we have to understand, and we have to not be afraid of speaking out against. It doesn't make you racist or anti-Semitic to notice these patterns and call them out.
Yeah. And, you know, despite the fact that all of the cowards and, you know, fake America First conservative patriot fighters in Congress and the Senate, we don't have any of those, by the way, despite the fact that they are all bowing down to the demands of the ADL, which gives them their power. We grant them the power, right? Our fake representatives grant them the power. That does not mean that you need to listen to them. Completely ignore them. They are a hate group. Anna Perez, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. Go nowhere. We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/stew.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code StuPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I gotta tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew. So, they're planning to do it all over again. Here's the line from CNN, quote, "A highly mutated new variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 has countries on alert as scientists scramble to understand how far it has spread and how well our immunity will defend against it. The new variant called BA.2.86 and nicknamed Pyrola by variant hunters on social media has more than 30 amino acid changes to its spike protein compared with its next closest ancestor. This makes it an evolutionary jump comparable in size to that which originally gave rise to Omicron, according to Dr. Jesse Bloom," unquote. Prepare yourselves. You know the drill by now. It's all planned out. It's all well rehearsed by this point. The pattern is this. First, there's a new virus or a new variant of the virus. Then it's rising cases, first in some far-off country like Denmark or Israel, then in this country. Then surging hospitalizations with babble about how this time the death rate is surprisingly high. And then the screaming for new lockdowns and new mask mandates and new mandatory injections and harsh penalties, by the way, for anyone who resists any of it. A whistleblower on Alex Jones, in fact, said that there's already plans to have masks by September and lockdowns by December.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got a call yesterday. An individual was in town and they wanted to meet with me that I know well. And they are a high-level manager in the TSA. And I went and met with them and had a cup of coffee with them. And they they said, you got to warn people. Tuesday, we got called in, the managers, and told that by the middle of September, that the new policy is being written, that this is done. They were told this is happening. This is not hypothetical. You will all have to wear masks again, and so will airport employees. Then by the middle of October, they are going to say that everyone flying has to wear a mask. And in the meetings, people began to ask them, well, I mean, why is this happening? They said, well, because of the new variant in Canada and because of the WHO, they may, you know, declare this. But regardless, we've been told this is going to happen.
Now, here's the good news. We aren't falling for this again. No, because by now we're all very well prepared. We recognize their lies. We recognize their tricks. We understand that we live under a fake government, a murderous corporate crime syndicate, the empire of lies. We know our legal options. And even more importantly, we're ready to use our extra legal options as well. Because one thing is for sure, we will never, ever go into lockdown again. We will never close our churches because some godless, Satan-worshipping bureaucrat demands it. We will never shut down our small businesses while Walmart and the local abortion clinic get declared essential and stay open. And we will never, ever submit to any kind of vaccine mandate ever again. We're ready for battle. We're ready for war. And if and when that war comes, we will win. And speaking of winning victories through collective action, this Friday, the Reawaken America Tour is coming to Las Vegas, and for the first time, I will be speaking at the Reawaken America Tour. And if you live in Las Vegas or anywhere remotely close, we would love to see you there. Clay Clark is the organizer, MC, and host of the Reawaken America Tour. He's also a fantastically successful entrepreneur and a co-founder of Five Children. He'll be with us this Friday, and he joins us now as well. Clay, thank you so much for coming back. We always appreciate having you.
Stu, I greatly appreciate you. I want people to know this, too. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com to request a ticket, you can name your price. And people always ask me why. Well, I grew up poor. I actually grew up in Minnesota. I grew up poor. I know what it's like to be unable to go to things because you can't afford to go. So, yes, you're going to see Stu Peters yourself. You'll see Donald J. Trump Jr. You'll see Eric Trump, Cash Patel, Roseanne. We've had Dr. Judy Mikovits will be there, Dr. Tenpenny, Jim Brewer. It's going to be great. But you can name your price. So just go to timetofreeamerica.com. And as of right now, Stu, we have 9 tickets remaining. And I will tell people, I'm not obsessed with losing money, Stu, but I'll tell you this. We've been told by all the hotels and churches and venues that originally extended it, the venues that extended an invitation for us to bring the tour to their venue, they actually withdrew that because they said that the Reawaken America Tour is a reputational risk. And so my wife and I had to build a $600,000 climate-controlled facility at Craig Ranch. And so if you're out there today and you want to attend the Reawaken America Tour, just know it will be climate-controlled. It's going to be great. But the reason why we had to build a venue is because every venue says that, quote-unquote, hosting our tour is a reputational risk. This is the same city, Stu, that hosts the adult award shows, you know, the adult worker award shows. But again, the reason why we're doing this, Stu, is because before the lockdowns happened the first time, I happened to know, and you knew, your listeners knew, the models that said 2.2 million people would die from COVID, those were false. The PCR tests were falsely calibrated to inflate the cases. COVID-19 was 100% treatable with budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. We knew that. We knew that. But apparently, the Constitution didn't matter at that point. So my wife and I, we sued the mayor of Tulsa. We turned our building into a church during the lockdowns, and it just kept growing and growing and growing. And so now with the Reawaken America Tour is on event number 20. And I think why people are coming to these events, Stu, is they know that I'm not giving you a teleprompter. I'm not telling you what you can say or not say. In fact, I have no input on what you're going to say. I'm slightly terrified by what you're going to say because I watch your Twitter feed and it is awesome. And so it's 100% uncensored. And Stu, I'm very excited to hear what you're going to say in Las Vegas, Nevada this Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, I'm excited to be there as well. What say you about, you know, CNN's quote, this highly mutated new variant of the virus that causes COVID-19? By the way, before you answer that, when we say the virus that caused COVID-19 or causes COVID-19, what we mean is the gain-of-function engineered weapon of biowarfare created not in Wuhan, China, or not in, you know, Pakistan, and not in some country in the sand somewhere that we would love to go stick our missiles and our agenda in and bomb innocent people to enrich, you know, Pfizer butt slut Lindsey Graham. No, what we mean is the weapon of biowarfare that was created right here at home at Fort Detrick at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and then offloaded to Wuhan before it was intentionally released.
You know, all I can say is I know that Klaus Schwab started the World Economic Forum in 1971. Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971. And they both had an advisor by the name of Henry Kissinger. And Henry Kissinger is obsessed with globalism. They want to move us into one world government, remove our sovereignty, one world currency, one world government. They want to introduce the central bank digital currencies. And here tomorrow, the BRICS kicks off: Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They're all teaming up together to introduce a new currency, a new gold-backed currency. They want to de-dollarize and move to a one world currency. This is a programmable kind of currency where you can turn on or off somebody's money, and the way they turned on or off our social media accounts during the pandemic. And so they have to get us to Agenda 2030. And so how they're going to do it is they're going to have to launch a simultaneous climate crisis and a pandemic crisis. They have to do a health crisis and a weather-related crisis at the same time to push us into perpetual lockdowns. That's the plan. It's called the Great Reset, Agenda 2030. And King Charles, just about a month and a half ago, he launched a seven-year countdown to Agenda 2030. And so all I can say, Stu, is I never expected, as a guy that stuttered in high school and college, that I'd ever be a host of an event or that I would ever be doing these Reawaken America Tour events. And all I know is, for your listeners out there, my prayer request for everybody out there today is, if you'll read Mark chapter 13, if you'll read Luke chapter 21, if you'll read Matthew chapter 24, you'll know what's going on. And I encourage everybody out there to pray tonight to Jesus and ask him how he can use your time, treasure, and talents to lead people to Christ. Because that's why I'm doing the Reawaken America Tour events, is to lead people to Christ. Yeah, I do want to save America, Stu, but I want to save Americans. I want to lead people to Christ, and that's why we do it. So if I had to describe myself, I would describe myself as a struggling evangelist. And I watch General Flynn go out there, and he encourages people to go to the baptisms. You know, he's not a pastor. You know, but he encourages people, go to the baptisms, get your life right with Christ, because we're headed into this countdown to Agenda 2030. And I know that God is using the most unlikely people to help reawaken America. And that's why we're doing these events, too, because we've got to fight back. And I just encourage people, again, read Luke chapter 21, Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, because 27% of the Bible is prophetic. And 73% of the Bible is historical. And if you read the Bible, Daniel chapter 2 and Revelation chapter 13, you'll start to see that, wow, the things that God prophesied that would happen in that book called the Bible, God didn't write that to scare us. God wrote that to prepare us. And so I encourage people, go to timetofreeamerica.com today, request those tickets. And if you mention you heard about us through the Stu Peters Show, you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. And then you can go backstage and you can meet wonderful people. Some people you might like, some people you don't like. But I can tell you this, all the speakers are completely unedited. They're uncensored. I don't tell them what to say. And that's, I think that's why it connects, because it's called freedom of speech. And that's why people love your show as well, Stu.
Yeah. So Alex Jones, you know, referring to this TSA whistleblower, said that they're going to do this. In my town, in my city where I have a Target store, they have created over a dozen contactless, do not go in parking spaces. This is happening. This is going to happen again. I've only got 3 minutes left here. I'm interested to hear about action and about remedy. I'm interested to hear what your thoughts are on how we combat this. How do we stop this?
Okay, well, one is, if you do go to timetofreeamerica.com, I have a button there where you can request a COVID-19 vaccine religious exemption. And I can tell you, for mid-sized employers, those are working. We have pastors all around the nation that are signing those, and you can request a COVID-19 vaccine religious exemption. And they are working for mid-sized employers. Two, you're going to have to get involved. Team up in your community and actually file a lawsuit as a large group of people. You know, get your neighborhood together, round up 25 neighbors and file a lawsuit. That's what I did in Tulsa. I had to sue the city of Tulsa to keep the city of Tulsa open during the lockdown. So get people together. Third is, we're going to see a food supply or a global supply chain collapse. We know this because Klaus Schwab keeps saying that it's going to happen. So I would recommend that you stock up on food. And I know you have some great sponsors on the Stu Peters Show. I would recommend that people go to your website, stupeters.com, and look at some of your sponsors and find people they can trust and stock up on food supplies and make connections with your neighbors right now. Because I'm telling you, they are going to do another lockdown. It is going to happen. And you're going to have to team up with your neighbors. You're going to have to file some lawsuits.
No, they're going to do another lockdown. But it's not going to happen. We're ready to use our legal options as well as extra legal options. I'm really convinced of that. And we can't. We have to be ungovernable. I mean, it's election season again. This is the way that they put Joe Biden back in the basement and then reinstall him. Or they just kick him out. Maybe he'll die suddenly. And then, of course, it's the guy pretending to be Michelle Obama that they're propping up right now. I'm telling you, this is a warning to everybody. Complacency and apathy will not get us out of this. And we have to be ready to use every single, and I mean every single option at our disposal in order to just say no, to not do this, to be ungovernable, to be completely non-compliant with any authoritarian crackdown. Lockdowns are what they do in maximum security prison facilities where people have had their individual liberty and freedom taken away from them because they have allegedly committed heinous crimes against people. We haven't done that. We are a free people, and we absolutely will not be complying with any of this. And my question, final question to you, how many Americans feel that way? Are we the majority?
I don't think we're the majority, but I can tell you when I meet people at these events, too, I'll be in line at 5 a.m. greeting people, and I always ask them, how did you hear about the event and what did you learn? And people always tell me, they say, I had no idea that the PCR tests were false. I had no idea. And I said, well, why did you come to the event? They said, I came to see Roseanne or Eric Trump or something. So I think that we're waking more and more people up, but I don't think it's the majority right now. But Stu, I believe 3% of America, I believe historically, if I'm correct here, they led the overthrow versus King George when King George was trying to implement his tyranny here in America. And 3% of an awake population got involved. And I could not agree with you more. We have to do everything possible to save this nation and to not comply. I never locked down my businesses. I never stopped going to church. I had to turn my building into a church and sue the mayor, and maybe we have to do more moving forward. But Stu, I really do appreciate your work, and I will tell people your Twitter feed is incredible. It seriously is one of the most incredible things. Every time I go there, I go, holy crap. I mean, it is
people,
awesome.
People accuse me of hitting the sauce, and no, that's not happening, by the way. These are just legitimately uncensored, unfiltered truths, and we're going to have some very uncomfortable conversations moving forward. Some of them originate on my Twitter account, but these are just raw thoughts. From a mind that is, I've had it. I'll be honest with you. I've had it. I'm jaded. I'm cynical. I argue with Jesus about my anger every day. This is, I've got three babies, you know, two boys and a little girl, other children in my life that I care about deeply. We can't let this happen to them. We have to pick up the sword and fight right now, or we're done. Clay Clark, can't wait to see you in Las Vegas for the Reawaken America tour. We really appreciate you being here as well, and we're excited to meet you in person. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Take care, Stu.
Yeah,
bye.
Of course, you too. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. At some point, we've all been sold a big lie, including yours truly. It's called the protein lie. Starting in the 1980s, supplement companies began pushing massive protein consumption. We all believed that more protein equaled more muscle growth. I'm here to tell you that's a big fat lie. No surprise. Let's say that you eat an 8-ounce chicken breast. You're consuming about 40 grams of protein. However, just because something contains 40 grams of protein, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. No, without enzymes, most of it ends up in your toilet bowl. So if you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will be starving for those vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial that you take a high-quality enzyme. The one that I trust and use myself is called Masszymes by Bioptimizers. Masszymes is a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more proteins than any other commercially available, with 5 different kinds of proteins. You can try it today, risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. When you go to bioptimizers.com/stew, be sure to enter the coupon code STUPETERS10 to get an extra 10% off of your order at bioptimizers.com/stew.
The pandemic changed our world forever. Lies, murder, and heartless profiteering destroyed the sacred trust between a family and professionals in medicine. It also opened the door for true heroes to step up and restore confidence so we can handle anything the enemy throws at us. The Wellness Company has the solution, a protocol to ensure you are never tricked again. Get a medical emergency kit today. It includes life-saving ivermectin, a 12-tablet Z-Pack, and a comprehensive guide personally prepared by the Wellness Company's chief medical board on how to use this arc of healing. For under $300, you can secure your own pandemic protocol today, store it away, pay with your HSA. Go to pandemicprotocol.com right now to get your ultimate kit to win the fight against bronchitis, colitis, and even a bioweapon plague. Peace of mind for the unexpected. PandemicProtocol.com.
Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic super nutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com. Okay, so what the hell is going on in Maui? I mean, it's been close to 2 weeks now since this wildfire started that destroyed the historic city of Lahaina. Even now, the government has kept the death toll down just above 100, which raises the question, is this government capable, or are they willing to, or might they be hiding something? Because about 1,000 people are still missing. Observers on the ground have reported seeing far more than just 100 body bags getting used. We may well be dealing with a 9/11 scale tragedy with thousands of people dead. Hundreds of them might be children who were home alone because schools were closed. No one was there to save them as a fire swept through the city. No sound of a warning siren or alarm. And there's a whole lot more questions. We still don't know what caused the fire. A lot of people are mystified. Hey, why did so many homes and properties of the wealthy and powerful survive the fire with no damage? That seems really weird, doesn't it? Some people have suggested this means that there was a conspiracy by the rich to start a fire using direct energy weapons. But there are more mundane possibilities that are still plenty sinister. For instance, there's reports that the rich and connected on Maui were given more liberal access to supplies of water. They were allowed to water their properties while normal people were shut out, meaning that their properties were fire resistant while everyone else's went up like kindling. And then there's the incompetent way that relief has been handled, which ought to be compared directly to the bungling after Hurricane Katrina, but never will be, of course, because now there's a Democrat in the White House, allegedly. Junia Nakoa is a Maui resident. He's an activist for Hawaiian culture. He was on the island of Oahu when the fire began. He immediately set off as part of a literal armada of ships carrying supplies of food and gas and more to assist the stricken residents of Maui. But Junia and his friends were there far ahead of Hawaii's incompetent state agencies or the federal government's sinister self-interested ones. And in fact, according to local reports, the main purpose of FEMA has been to hinder and get in the way of local relief efforts. In fact, FEMA has even turned away boats and ships carrying essential medical supplies like insulin that diabetics need just to live, to survive. It's time that we dug deeper into this topic. And to that end, Junia Nakoa joins us now live from Maui. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here. Can you describe for us what you're seeing on the ground?
I'm seeing our local community come together and unite to help all the people in need. And with very minimal support from our government here on Maui.
Why do you think that the government is so apprehensive about supporting?
I you got me in that one, because we have outpouring support from the other islands, Oahu, Lanai, Molokai, Big Island. And this is all from local resources, not governmental. And I, you know, we are a lot of red tape we had to get through. You know, a couple of our boats that from Oahu got blocked by the Coast Guard and said, you know, they couldn't come to help us on Maui. But we got another local boat who just, you know, who got around the red tape, and we ended up bringing almost 8,000 pounds of supplies from Oahu.
So did the Coast Guard have a reason why they blocked this boat that was filled with aid and resources and help?
No reason at all. They just told that boat that they couldn't leave their slip. They had to stay there. So we, you know, took another hour to find another boat willing to come. And actually, they've been here like four times. And this boat trip is not short. It's between 10 to 15 hours just in the middle of the channel between the islands.
So they stopped this boat before it even left its slip? They held them captive?
Yeah. Hey, hello. You know, yeah. And so,
I mean, that's criminal. That's a crime. You can't stop or impede the movement of American citizens. I mean, based on what?
And that's a fight that we've been having for years and years and years. And that's what makes me driven to fight America. I'm sorry, but I gotta say it. You know, we always gotta fight. We gotta, you know, again, $1 million developer, people from the mainland come over here, they can build. They got the green tape to go ahead and just develop. Then you got locals like us who takes 2 years to get a permit. You know, red tape. Just to let you know about a school, I am working on building a temporary housing for the displaced families while we rebuild their permanent homes here in Lahaina the way they want it. Not the way America, not the way the governor, not the way our mayor wants it, the way we like it. We want to bring back the culture, the history, the genuine part of Lahaina, what makes Lahaina, Lahaina.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about what I was talking about before you joined me here, about the cause of all of this. So here we have an entire island on fire. Now another island, by the way. In many cases, only the homes are destroyed. The beautiful landscape around these properties, all of the trees, they remain untouched. Fireballs are rolling across the pavement. We've never seen a fire like that. The ocean is on fire. Rich elites are looking to purchase these properties that residents were previously unlikely to sell. And as evidenced by this COVID-19 and these deadly injections in January 6th in East Palestine, Ohio, and so much more, we now know that we live under this murderous regime, a corporate crime syndicate, an empire of lies, willing to kill people. From where I sit, these fires were not wild. They were anything but wild, but they were direct energy weapon attacks. Do you agree with that?
I 100% agree with it. Like you said, we got the all these years we've been trying to get our waters back into our streams so we can go ahead and have our island green. Because of these rich people, they direct all of our waters outside of the streams for development. And while this is all happening, they tell the local people, we have to turn off our water. We can't clean, wash our cars. We can't water our yards. And in that aspect, it's dry. The whole part of all the locals, it was so dry that Lahaina burnt like that quick. But the rich houses, where they can use all the water in the world for their golf courses and pools and, you know, all of that, while we gotta suffer. So now with this fire happening, you know, wildfires, the local homes is the one that got affected. These $1 million homes, zero, no effect.
And this, meanwhile, this illegitimate pedophile in the White House, allegedly in the White House, the fake president Joe Biden, he's gonna give everybody who lost everything, their entire home, their entire existence. So a lot of them, their own family members, including children, he's going to give them $700. Well, meanwhile, we're sending hundreds of billions to Ukraine. Can you explain that?
That is one slap in our face.
Go ahead.
Way more than $700. Way more than $700. Worth of their money, hardworking. And so, I'm pissed off.
Yeah, it is a slap in the face. That's exactly what it is. And meanwhile, on the island, some are now holding a rally, a fundraising effort for Ukraine, rather than a fundraising effort to help your brothers and sisters that are over there losing everything, including their children who were trapped inside of their homes because no warning alarms went off.
Yeah, 100%. You know, like you said, the sirens that they do a practice run every first day of the month, okay? But where was it during this fire to get people out of their houses, get people to leave their workplace in front street and not have to jump into the water just to get away from the fires? A lot of I don't know how many, 200 some people just jumped in the water right on Front Street because that's the only escape they could do.
And nobody came to help them. Nobody from our fake government came to help them. None of the cops went to help them. The firefighters, by the way, I don't know if this is proper firefighting protocol, but what we're understanding is that a lot of the firefighters just walked away from this. They just walked away. Oh, it's under control, it's contained, and they walked away. I mean, I learned at a very young age, you douse a fire completely, especially when there are dry conditions and high winds. You douse the thing completely and you stay there until it's totally out, but they left it smoldering and walked away from it. I mean, what kind of firefighting ability is that?
Again, a lot of these firefighters lost their homes too. So it's not this whole picture of the firefighters, because again, the locals went fight hard for protect their home. But like you said, and I said, it was so dry that you got to make sure, we've been saying it for years, it's so dry that you got to make sure it's done. Like really, like no smoldering, no ashes, no nothing. We got to make sure, right?
Well, I'm just going to say it, I'm just going to say it, Junior, because you seem to be just a very good-hearted person. And I'm just going to say that I think that the intention here by the fake government is to displace you, and it's to displace everybody else who gets by paycheck to paycheck while being criminally ripped off by this fake government every single day. They want to displace you, take everything away from you so that you're forced to sell your properties to the rich and the elite, and so that they can turn the rest of the city, after all of these pedophiles and all of these Hollywood people come in and they try to scoop up this property, Oprah Winfrey, people like this, they can then turn what remains into a smart city. And that that Maui will turn into a 15-minute city filled with all kinds of dystopian technology. Everything will be within a 15-minute walk of your house. You can live in your pod. You can eat your bugs. You can own nothing, and you can be happy. And that's what they're trying to do in Hawaii. And when it works there, they're going to do it elsewhere as well.
We're going to be the stepping stone of all of this. You know what I mean? We're going to be the example. We're the one going to suffer. Like you said, is going to the next city, the next county, the next state. Yeah, we got to stop. But I'm going to let you know, us locals here, we're not going to stop. We're going to die fighting this fake government. We're going to die making sure that they don't take away our lands.
You would be derelict in your duties as an American, as per the Constitution, if you did not fight any form of government that became oppressive to your inherent God-given inalienable rights or a threat to your life, your liberty, or your property. Junior Nakoa, thank you so much for joining us live from Hawaii today. We appreciate it.
Have a good one. Yes, sir.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vnsh.com/stew. That's vnsh.com/stew. vnsh.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. vnsh.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. So America is a country in pain. Obviously, everybody knows that, but I'm talking about physical pain. Yes, an estimated 51 million Americans, that's more than one in five adults, have chronic pain. About 17 million are believed to have high-impact chronic pain. That makes chronic pain a bigger problem than high blood pressure or depression or even diabetes. This pain, of course, comes from a lot of sources. It comes from old workplace injuries, accidents while playing sports, accidents on the road, all kinds of things. It comes from the after effects of surgery. But those issues exist all across the world. America, though, seems to be in more chronic pain than just about any other country. Why is that? Well, Americans are ahead of the curve in living unhealthy modern lives. We eat unhealthy diets of processed foods packed with seed oils and preservatives and added sugar and so on. We're far too obese and far too idle. So obviously, the best way to handle this is to get a better diet and stay active and stay fit. But for a lot of people, chronic pain has become the barrier, keeping them from a healthier lifestyle. So they need a way to manage it. You know, I can't go and work out. I can't go and run or jog or do calisthenics or be active with my grandchildren because I'm in chronic pain. So ideally, we want something that won't slowly kill us, like opioid painkillers. So that's why we're happy to welcome our brand new sponsor, QE Strong. QE Strong produces patches for all kinds of ailments, including chronic pain, but they also have patches for allergy relief, anti-anxiety, improved focus, and a whole lot more. QE, by the way, is short for quantum effect. Check them out at qestrong.com/stew. Again, that's qestrong.com/stew. Rob Renee is with QE Strong, and he joins us now. Rob, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
I'm blessed to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, I have a neighbor, by the way. Her name is Nancy. I'm not going to out her too much here. But she suffers chronic pain in her knees. I have a dad who has chronic neck and back pain. Tell me how these are going to help them.
Well, it's so amazing because these products are all natural, right? So what we do is we infuse these little crystalline structures on top of these skin patches, and then we can program those structures with information. So that's what's so unique about this product that any other pain relief product is this quantum energy solution.
What do you mean, like these are computer programs? I'm sticking to my skin.
It's not a computer program, but it's literally a frequency, a healthy frequency that we program onto the structure of the patch. So when you put it on, it connects to the energy system in your body. So it's really fascinating. The stuff that a couple of years ago, I would have said it was crazy because I didn't believe in things like that until I was introduced to this technology and I did a deep dive into it. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible because, you know, I didn't understand that positive intentions and the things that you say and do have a physical impact on an external thing. So I did research on Dr. Emoto and his famous water experiments that he's done and rice experiments and how these effects, you know, interactions of frequencies have a real physical effect on the body.
I subscribe to that theory. I've recently been having more enhanced and more deep conversations about energy and one's energy and how my energy can actually pass to your energy. And I can feel your energy different than I feel anybody else's energy. I've been having this talk with a close friend of mine here over the last few days. And then frequencies, obviously, we've known a lot about frequencies, the way that they can be weaponized against us, and then, but also the way that they can help us. Our bodies respond to energy and to frequencies.
Yeah, our body is made up of energy. And even down to the cellular level, it communicates with frequencies. So if you can harness a positive, you know, intention and positive frequencies, and that's what we do with these skin patches, is we harness that and we program it onto that, that minute structure on the skin patch, and then you put it on your body, and it has those positive intentions and frequencies going through your body and helping you with ailments like chronic pain. And it's just incredible how effective the product is.
Yeah. So obviously, you've done a lot of testing on the product. You've done some case studies on this. You've given them to people who've had chronic pain issues. Tell us about the success stories that you have
Wow, we've got literally hundreds of them. So that's what's so fascinating and exciting about this technology is, like I said, I was skeptical at the beginning because it just didn't make sense to me. Then when I researched and understood that our body is made up of energy and these things, you know, we're working, we sent it out to our community and said, hey, we want you to try this. And we just got such a phenomenal response back that I'm like, okay, this is incredible. This is something that the world doesn't know about and that I need to take out to the world because I want to bless, you know, the kingdom, and I want to bless people. And that was one of the big things of the pandemic for me was, okay, I can see all the censorship that's going on and that is hiding really solid information to people. And how can I do something about it? And so that's the Lord led me to this solution. And I'm like, okay, I've got to take it out to the world. And so that's what I've done. And so a couple of the incredible stories are one woman was a casino car dealer. So she's doing this repetitive motion for 20 years, right? And for 10 years, she couldn't lift up her shoulder because it was just so hurting, just literally the definition of chronic pain, right? She just had chronic pain and she couldn't move. She could still use her wrist, but she couldn't move her arm. She came to us, used the patch, and an hour later, she came back and said, she lifted up her elbow. She was just smiling from ear to ear going, this is incredible. I have not been able to lift my arm for literally 10 years. She came back the next day and she said, I slept better than I've ever slept because I could actually sleep. I didn't have this pain in my shoulder. So really, you know, long-term chronic pain has been solved with this simple little patch. And it's just so phenomenal. We've had, you know, then we've got extreme people that have had really severe back injuries and have had it for years. And they say, guess what? You know, this thing works. And they're so excited about it because one of the things that is unique about us is we not only have the intention and the frequency on the skin patch, we encode information on it. And so we encode Bible verses on it. And we have people recite a prayer guide every day or an intention guide. If you don't believe in God, but you believe in intentions, it's the same thing, right? It's just your mouth saying a positive intention and you're reading it, you're using your eyes, your mouth is saying it and your ears are hearing it. And that's what we call the quantum effect, is you're using a multi-sensory approach to your problems.
It's so what I call prophesying, actually, speaking something into your life. And by the way, if you don't believe in God, go and read the Bible and read what, you know, the Lord's word says about the current times that we're in right now, and then tell me that you don't believe in God. And then immediately go seek out the Church of Christ, be baptized in the Lord and Savior's name, and receive the Holy Spirit. I'm out of time here right now, but I really appreciate you coming here. I'm really excited about the products. I did see the prayer guide that was in there, and I was really excited about that. If you have allergies, if you have anxiety, if you need improved focus, if you have chronic pain, please try them. QEstrong.com/Stu. Again, QEstrong.com/Stu. We'll be right back.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. They will give you headaches, make you depressed, and even angry if they don't get what they want. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of The Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/Stu. So I got a special surprise visit earlier today. No, it wasn't the feds yet. It was a visit via FaceTime from Carlos Cortez, who was in his office at Cortez Wealth Management. Many of you have heard me talk about Carlos Cortez and Cortez Wealth Management over the last 2 years. And there were two people sitting there who wanted desperately to meet me. They had flown in from another state to talk to him, but they wanted to talk to me to thank me for introducing them to Carlos Cortez. You should be introduced to Carlos Cortez as well. Now, you don't have to fly to Florida to see him if you don't want to. No, you just go to CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com, and book your appointment with Carlos Cortez, who can help to build an investment and retirement portfolio around your needs, your morals, your values, most importantly, your faith, and to protect you against a criminal, murderous corporate crime syndicate that wants to suck you dry of all of your money so that they can send it to Ukraine or impose lockdowns or burn your house to the ground and replace it with a dwelling for the rich and the elite and the powerful. You can also call him, Carlos Cortez, in his office anytime, 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446 or online at CortezWM.com. We're out of time for today. We'll be back here tomorrow at the same time from the same place. Until then, God bless you.